Thank you all for having us today, and thank you for allowing me to introduce our today's speaker. I usually go through all of the details of his accomplishments, but I'm going to tell you a little quick story. I was attending a conference, and I heard a little bit of buzz that we were getting a new state association director, and I heard the guy's name, and I was beyond thrilled. He lives and breathes Kentucky tourism. I can assure you of that. He treats every person involved in tourism like we're family. I feel like if I invited him to Thanksgiving dinner, he'd probably come. I couldn't be prouder of my friend representing our efforts to maintain and promote this $14.5 billion travel and tourism industry. And sadly, we must hear the serious side of tourism. I always talk about the fun side of this industry, but I don't think of any other person who better to tell it than our Kentucky Travel Industry Association President CEO, Hank Phillips.
Thank you, Joy. I will see you on Thanksgiving. I want to tell you a little bit about your community, but you got to see a lot of what I was going to say, which is people who really care about their community, people who do great things, people who volunteer and make things happen for people who live here. And not every community in this state is blessed in that way, but you all are, and I knew that coming in, but I got to see it live and in person. I want to tell you a little bit about another aspect of your community, and that is Joy Brown and the commission, all these commissioners and her team, Jamie, Ashley, and the whole team. They are very special, and I don't necessarily say that every time I'm speaking to a group like this. I am being very sincere with you. They represent Moorhead, Round County stupendously as far as reaching out smartly, intelligently, professionally to bring in visitors to your community. And we'll be talking about the importance of that in just a minute. But I want to tell you also with Joy that among our members, we have about 350 organizations that make up the Kentucky Travel Industry Association. We represent the whole gamut, the whole spectrum of Kentucky's travel and tourism industry. So we got 350 organizations, and then out of those organizations, there's like approximately 800 individuals who belong to the association. And I can't tell you how many times we would put out a request and for some sort of involvement or assistance, and Joy would be among the very, very first to step up and to provide leadership and provide support. And so you get to see what she does here. I want to tell you that on a statewide and state level basis, she's that same leader. I always say, I don't know if it, when I think about somebody's name fitting their personality and their style, I can't think of a better fit than Joy, because she literally brings joy to us in her work, and I know she does to you all in your community. So thank you for everything you do. Have you ever noticed the word hot and cool can mean the same thing? And that's my way of starting by telling you that Kentucky, as a travel destination, is hot right now. We possess so many things that travelers from other parts of the country and other parts of the world are looking for. They're looking for a diversity of things to do and experience. And the word experience is key to travel. People want to come, they want to do, and then they want to have compelling experiences that then last as memories when they go back home. And if you stop and think about everything, the full range and diversity of what Kentucky offers, all within a very authentic context, and then you punctuate that with the people of this state, and I'm going to say something about Kentuckians, and it's research-based, not just anecdotal. People in Kentucky are welcoming, hospitable, funny, and again, that word, authentic. And when I was with the State Department of Tourism, we did research, we did focus groups and talked to people who had been to Kentucky. And one of the things that stood out was that were the people, us, the people of Kentucky. So when you take all that and put it together, and given what travelers are seeking now in their travels, then Kentucky has what they're looking for. Hence, Kentucky is a hot destination. When I bring that down home to Moorhead, Round County, if you stop and think about it, and I'm going to leave something out, I know, but the lake and all that it represents as far as outdoor adventure, something that is cool, on a national basis, is the fact that one of the major trails in this country, in part, is your main street. When I first heard that Sheltoy Trace, that Main Street is a part of Sheltoy Trace, that's crazy cool. So that whole outdoor adventure aspect, the culture that is here, everything from folk art and craft, two different locations that provide that at a national, if not world-class level. Then even what we were seeing today, the arts, I'm still learning stuff. The traditional music program at Moorhead. So we got music, culture, arts, the whole existence of Moorhead State University as making this a college town, which carries with it the vibrancy and the energy and the opportunities that come with being a college town, that people come to and enjoy that vibrancy that they find here. And certainly, with every single person I've met here, the people again. And so as I was driving from Lexington, I was thinking about Kentucky, the context of Kentucky, and the context of Moorhead, and that whole notion of Kentucky is hot and Moorhead is very, very cool, both in terms of attracting visitors. So congratulations on what you have here and what you are here. Joey said I was going to talk about the serious side of tourism, and I do want to do that because it is a very serious business. It's a huge business, and I want to start with sort of the size and the scope. And one thing I'll go ahead and point out, if you haven't already noticed it, you probably haven't come to too many chamber meetings where checks were handed out. What that number, what that amount represents, is what a traditional family of four saves in taxes because of the taxes generated by tourism in this state. Local state taxes generated by this industry exceed $1.5 billion. I'm gonna back up a little bit. The overall economic impact that is generated by tourism, $14.52 billion. And the number that hits me the hardest is the jobs number. When you think about jobs in Kentucky supported by tourism, it's 193,000 jobs. Here in Rowan County, that economic impact number is just shy of $70 million. You have a $70 million industry here that supports 881 jobs in this county. It is a huge industry. It is a huge industry for you and for the county. And something that's really important to understand is when we talk about tourism as a business, tourism as an industry, what or who is the ultimate winner? Who is the ultimate beneficiary of this industry? which, if I didn't say it, is the third largest industry in the state, to add to the description of the size and scope. You might think, first blush, well, the visitor is the beneficiary. They're the ones who get to have all the experiences that are offered here, and certainly they are important, they're essential, they're critical to tourism, but they're not the ultimate. And then you think, okay, then there's the businesses, the hotels, the attractions, the nonprofit organizations, the museums, galleries, and the like, that they're the beneficiaries. And that's true, but not the ultimate. The ultimate beneficiaries, the stockholders, if you will, the shareholders in Kentucky tourism, is everyone in the state. You stop and think about the jobs, the tax revenue generated, the tax payments saved, the quality of life that a highly effective tourism destination provides for the residents. Up and down the line, no matter how you look at it, at the end of the day, those who benefit from tourism, the reason we invest so much time and effort and resources in tourism, it's not for the visitors, not even for the businesses, it's for everyone who lives where visitors visit. They, you, we, all of us are the beneficiaries. I want to tell you just a little bit about how, take you slightly behind the scenes and tell you a little bit about how the industry works. And the key point is marketing, promotion, advertising, and all of the various forms that it takes is essential. You know, we think about the stuff to do, we think about the experiences that people can have. Well, the people got to be here in order for that all to happen. And so the question is, how do they come to be here? Whether it's Moorhead, Round County, or whether it's Kentucky as a whole. First off, the businesses that serve visitors, certainly they do their own marketing, they do their own advertising, but when you stop and think about the fact that most of the businesses that make up the travel and tourism industry are small businesses, then the marketing they do, number one, it doesn't have a great reach, only goes so far. And quite correctly and appropriately, those who are advertising or marketing themselves are marketing themselves. And so the question becomes, who is it that markets Moorhead in total, the whole destination, all that there is to do here, all that there is to experience here? Well, that's the Moorhead Tourism Commission. That is why they exist. And then you say, okay, who, same question, same deal, who is it that markets Kentucky as a whole? That is the Kentucky Department of Tourism, part of the Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet in Frankfort. So I want to stress that how essential marketing is. We have been doing a series of meetings this summer with legislative leaders. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But one of the things that we've done in these meetings, we go in the district, hold a meeting with the legislator, the tourism director, and some of the businesses that benefit from tourism. And to a person, those businesses talk about what percentage of their revenue, what percentage of their customers are visitors, people from outside the community. And then to a person, the business owner, the entrepreneur, points over to the tourism director and says, we would not be succeeding with these visitors, and therefore not succeeding with our business, were it not for that tourism director and that tourism commission and all of the marketing and the advertising and the promotion that they do for all of us. And it's at that point that legislators sitting there, who basically understands the tourism equation, visitors come, visitors spend money, money is good. That's when light bulbs start coming on, and we've had several legislators say, I get tourism, I understand tourism, but I've learned things here today that I didn't understand and I didn't know about tourism. And a lot of that is the essential nature of marketing and who does it. One more aspect of the who does it part is, where does their money come from? How are they funded in order to do this essential aspect of tourism? Start locally here in Morehead, and I'll make a distinction between Morehead and some other cities. There are two funding sources. And by the way, in a lot of places, including Morehead, it's not just the marketing and the promotion, but it's also managing and operating the convention center that they are responsible for, which is an attractor of visitors for the meetings and the conferences that happen here, that people bring here because of this fantastic facility. So where does the money come from? Number one, it comes from a hotel room tax established in state law and then locally can be enacted by cities and counties. For most cities and counties, that is the primary source. And when you stop and think about it, who's paying? Who here, this is always a dangerous question to ask, but who here has stayed in a Morehead or Rowan County hotel in the last 12 months? I saw one hand. Okay, two. Well, you don't count. You're a newbie. So two people out of this group have stayed here at a local hotel. That means that everyone who's staying here, they're from someplace else. And they are who is paying that tax. And that's one of the great things about tourism, is that the money, the largest amount of the money that supports tourism marketing is paid by other folks. They leave their money and they take their memories and their problems home with them. Now, in relatively smaller communities, which used to be referred to as fourth and fifth class cities, classifications have gone away, but the legislature a number of years ago said, look, the smaller cities typically don't have enough hotels to generate enough revenue for tourism marketing, so we're going to let the small cities enact a restaurant tax, all for tourism, all to go to the local tourism commission. And Morehead has that tax, and I think it's largely that tax that makes this building and its operation possible, as well as supplementing the overall marketing of the destination. So that's two taxes, one hotel tax, and then in some cities, a restaurant tax. At the state level, the Department of Tourism, responsible for marketing Kentucky as a whole to the rest of the country and around the world, literally around the world. The Commissioner of Tourism just returned from a trip to Australia, where they are in love. They're really, really in love with Kentucky bourbon. And they're in love with Kentucky as well. So who pays for that? Who pays for their website, their visitor's guide, and all of the marketing and the shows they go to, and et cetera, et cetera? That is another hotel tax, a 1% tax statewide, which represents the only funding source for marketing that the state does. For all of their marketing, that one source of money. And one thing I wanted to say is about marketing, besides the fact that most of the dollars are paid by visitors, is the fact that the return on investment. Anybody in business knows that whatever you put out, whatever your cost of operations are, whatever your marketing costs are, you want to make sure that you're getting a good return on that sort of an investment. For every single dollar that the state, Department of Tourism, spends on advertising, it results in $150 in visitor expenditures. And for that very, very same dollar, it results in about $16 in local and state tax revenue. So not too many businesses can claim that sort of ROI, that sort of return on their investment, but tourism can and does. So that's a little bit how it works, how it gets paid for. And the point I'll kind of wrap up with is there's a here and now issue that we want to make sure that community leaders, business leaders like yourselves, and then ultimately legislators, and that's why we've been doing the meetings I talked about, want to make sure there's a clear understanding. You've probably heard all the talk that's been going on now for several months about tax reform, about a special legislative session to reform Kentucky's overall tax system. And as soon as those words came out of the governor's mouth, what followed and what legislators have said as well is if there's going to be tax reform, then everything is on the table. That's the mantra in Frankfurt. Everything is on the table. Everything is subject to change, to elimination or reduction or whatever. You can't have effective tax reform unless every form of tax is under scrutiny. And I just mentioned to you three essential taxes for this industry. And so our message to legislators has been what I've just said to you about the return on investment, the beneficiaries of tourism, the size and the importance of tourism to this state. And our request has been, in the course of tax reform, if indeed that special session happens, or advancing to the first of the year in the regular session of the legislature, where it'll be a very, very tough budget session, please do not reduce or redirect those taxes away from the folks who know what they're doing and the folks who are in the business of using them wisely and professionally. And do not repurpose them. Do not make them for something more or other than tourism. Kentucky is in the bottom third of the states in terms of state funding of tourism marketing. It is near the bottom among southeastern states. We know that overall the budget of our state is in a tough spot. We're not talking about more. We're just right now talking about do no harm, don't reduce, redirect, or repurpose these essential funds for this vital industry of the state. I've now informed you of that. I would request that you let your legislators know, and I will mention to you that Representative Rocky Adkins is a leader among tourism legislators. A few years ago, our association gave him a special award, in fact, for that reason. And then your senator is Stephen West, and he too is a supporter of tourism. But they need to know that you know how important tourism is. And when it comes to those taxes, ask them just to let them be, leave them alone, and let tourism do the great things for the state that the industry has been doing. I grew up in Lebanon in Marion County, so lived here all my life, went to Center College, never have left the state. The Red River Gorge is world class, absolutely no exaggeration, world class for rock climbing. I'm sure everyone knows this, but Kentucky, eastern Kentucky, has the largest elk herd east of the Mississippi. That is attracting visitors. Wildlife viewing, which I know is something that happens here as well, is huge. Down in Bell County, they are building a wildlife preserve or reserve that is going to be massive and is going to draw in thousands of people. Craft breweries and craft distilleries are springing up in the mountains. I know that President Stivers likes to say we've already had those for years. They just weren't exactly visitor attractions. So there are some great things going on there. And if we can get better cell service, and I'm not saying that as a joke. I mean, that is a practical aspect for a visitor as well as for residents. As that progresses, then that's going to open eastern Kentucky up even more. I'll tell you, there's a tour group not long ago all the way over in Pikeville that was there from Hawaii. So if you don't think people will come from a long distance to come to Kentucky, including to eastern Kentucky, that was a great testament. All right, thank you all again. I love your town. I love your county. You do great things. You're a great part of that great industry I just described for y'all. Thank you all.